All right, welcome to week one. And we are going to just dive right into honing in your mindset, okay? And so I want to talk rainbows and unicorns for just a second, okay? I mean, what if there was a magic wand that could be waved that magically gave you a whole new story about yourself and your body and gave you a whole new compass with which to live your life? And what if you could have a new outlook, a whole new mindset, and a whole new set of beliefs around who you just think you are or habits that have been around as long as you think or so long in your life that you just kind of think like this is just who you are or how you are, right? And what if all of that could create a dramatic shift in your life in the next few weeks? Like a shift that left you feeling so centered and grounded in yourself, yet super focused and ready to tackle your goals, right? I truly believe that that is possible for you, and it's possible to create that. And it's my personal goal and mission to show you how to do just that. But I want to be upfront and transparent from the beginning, and I have a bit of a confession to make before we start, because there is an elephant in the room that I must speak of, okay? Because like clockwork, I used to fill rooms with dozens of women at a time and appear on TV in front of thousands of women or thousands of people every single week and teach, see also preach, the importance of fitness and nutrition for optimal health and fitness. And I used to share different ways to, you know, drop pounds fast or hack your motivation or fight your way through cravings. And yeah, the information that I taught, it worked like gangbusters until it didn't work anymore, right? Pounds were dropped, you know, physiques were chiseled, and life changing happened right before my very eyes, or I guess I should say body changing, right? And things would be great for 30 days or 6 weeks, but what happened after that? It was really that dreaded bounce back effect over and over again. Looking back, I know exactly why it happened to. We only made over part of them. We didn't do what needed to be done on the inside, like the head work, the heart work, and the actual brain change. And so here's what inevitably happened as a result of only addressing one side of it. The change was temporary, and to be on, they always had to be on. Like they were playing this game of all or nothing, and they were either in or out. And what we were doing was really addressing the symptoms. We never addressed the causes going on upstream. And so once all that go hard or go home and like motivational rah-rah wears off, we all go back to our default thinking, our old default ways of living and habits, because we are creatures of habit. It is just science. And so just like we've been talking about many times now, you don't have a food problem or a motivation or a willpower problem. It is a thinking problem. It's a self-image problem. It's a brain thing. And you know, the weight on your body, it's not the real weight. That real weight is all that other stuff that you've been carrying around with you. And we talked about what those were too, right? We talked about the weight of the fight, that diet mentality, yo-yoing and dieting and all or nothing, black, white, in, out, saying screw it, right? And the weight of the restriction, deprivation, punishment, persuasion, and stress that usually comes alongside food and eating. And we talked about how really that is super fattening. We talked about the tale of two cookies and how when you're eating with, you know, joy and pleasure and permission, you have that one type of cascade, that awesome, healthy cascade, right? But also if you're eating with like guilt, shame, obsession, or stress, there's that fight or flight sympathetic branch of your nervous system cuts in and your metabolism essentially shuts down, right? So again, it's not about who you're being, it's what you're doing and how you're feeling while you're doing the doing. Or I should say, it's not about what you're doing, I meant to say. It's about who you're being and how you're feeling that makes the biggest difference, because how you feel, it's what matters, right? You have that stress or guilt or overwhelm response and it elicits that threat response in your nervous system. But we also have a relaxation response that cascades when you simply feel good during any experience. So again, it's not the cookie, it's who you're being and how you're feeling around that cookie. And just like we saw in the tale of two cookies, that diet mentality is not benign, right? In fact, it's the part that is fattening. And we talked about the tale of two bodies, the tale of two hearts, tale of two brains, all of it, right? And so my invitation to you is, what if you ditched that weight, right? The weight of the restriction, the deprivation, the punishment, the persuasion, the stress that typically comes alongside food, and it does not have to, right? Then we talked about the weight of your inner bitch, where once again, food is not the problem. Food is not the enemy. It's the emotion and judgment and guilt and stress that's usually associated with food that is the problem. It's really, you know, the voice of your self-image and self-talk that most likely learned that food was personal or that it was something to be judged or controlled or perfected. But that is the part that's not working. And that's the part that doesn't have to be there. It's totally optional. So again, I simply want want you to be aware of the weight of your inner bitch, the weight of harsh judgments and self-criticism and guilt and shame and blame and comparisonitis and perfectionism in our self-image and self-talk, right? Because once again, guilt and shame and blame and comparison can often be used as powerful tools when used strategically, but for most women, they have become massive weapons of internal resistance. And that's because, you know, feeling guilty about what you did or didn't do or eat, or, you know, feeling ashamed of your habits or your behaviors or who you're showing up as, or, you know, continually blaming yourself, blaming others, or blaming those damn irresistible cookies for being so good, right? Or comparing yourself, you know, comparing yourself to where you think you should be or what you should be doing, or comparing your worst to someone else's best, right? Or letting your inner perfectionist run the show. And with her, trust me, it is never enough. You'll never be, you know, good enough, doing enough, skinny enough, smart enough, period. And I'm here to remind you, that is the part that's not working, ladies, right? That is what's causing us so much unhappiness. And again, remember, it is not benign, right? Who you're being and how you're feeling is what makes the biggest difference. And so what if you ditched that weight, right? The weight of harsh judgments and self-criticism and guilt and shame and blame and comparisonitis and perfectionism that's in your self-image and self-talk. And it does not have to be there, right? Then we also talked about this idea that self-sabotage is a myth, because no woman actively says, I think I'm going to actively sabotage myself right now, right? It doesn't work that way. And so what happens is there's only so many times that you can witness yourself giving in or abandoning your plan or feeding into moments of weakness where one moment you're feeling strong and the next minute you're halfway through a package of Oreos before you start to wonder if you really are actively sabotaging yourself, that there must be something wrong with you, because no matter what you do or what you try, your temptations always win and discipline and willpower always lose. And I used to think the same thing about myself. I mean, for years, I thought I was self-sabotaging until I learned what the real problem was. And the real problem was, again, the weight of this, the physical, the mental, the emotional stress that if it's not released or addressed, yeah, it's going to trigger your deepest ingrained responses. As in, it's not your mind, it's your brain that is doing it, right? And so we talked about ditching the sabotage. And I highlighted, you know, we talked about how you have a physical, mental, and social, emotional brain. But the one that I highlighted was your social brain, right? Because when we get down to it, and we're going to talk a lot more about how to feed her, that's where the food conundrum and the self-image conundrums really live. Because what happens is the female brain, we talked about that endless cycle that happens, right? The female brain requires connection, that oxytocin. It's that safety, love, connection hormone, right? Instead, we are feeding ourselves dopamine, like endless amounts of dopamine, like food and mindless TV or other activities that numb or distract us. And so in turn, we're giving ourselves endless amounts of the high itself, like the dopamine serotonin payoff. But what we're truly desiring is connection. We're truly desiring oxytocin. And in turn, our social brain goes hungry because we are feeding our loneliness, our sadness, our stress, our boredom with fake connection, things like food or TV or Netflix or social media or other air quotes drugs. And we remain overfed yet undernourished, okay? And so what if you ditched that weight, the weight of all that physical, mental, and social, emotional stress that, yeah, if it's not released, it gets carried around with you every single day, and that's what causes you to react, right? And it does not have to be there. This is what's triggering those deeply ingrained habits or causing you to eat when you're stressed or sad or lonely or bored, and it's a weight that doesn't have to be there. So I just want you to be mindful of how this is showing up for you. So whether that's like overeating, you know, binge eating, stress eating, mindless eating, emotional eating, or binge watching Netflix or mindless shopping or anything that we use to numb, comfort, or procrastinate, it is brain pain, social brain. And when we feed our brain what it really needs, that stuff stops tapping you on the shoulder. Okay. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We also talked about the weight of the waiting, right? Waiting for the wait, waiting for discipline or willpower to magically show up. Waiting for the perfect time, the perfect moment, the perfect things or things to be perfect, the perfect circumstances, right? Waiting to start finding that beautiful, confident, powerful version of yourself that you know you are. You just haven't seen her in a while. Wait until you lose the weight to find her, right? But also just waiting for the weight to be who you want to be, do what you want to do, feel how you desperately want to feel. You do not have to wait any longer to feel that way, okay? So what if you ditched the waiting, right? Waiting for the weight, right? Because it's also optional, ladies. You don't need your body to be a certain size or a certain shape to go start living your life. And your body does not need to be a barrier. It doesn't need to be the thing keeping you from living your life. So take yourself as you are right now, just as you are, the exact weight or gene size that you are, and your current level of skills and experience, and just start living. That is my invitation to you, okay? And that is the weight of the weight that I speak of. Because again, the weight on your body is not the real weight, right? It's the real weight is all this other stuff that you've been carrying around with you. And until we ditch the real weight, nothing is gonna happen in your physical body long term, because that is what weighs you down and slows you down and brings you down. That's the part that's fattening. It's also invisible, so that's why we have to address it and bring it to light. But it's also optional, ladies. It does not have to be there, okay? And again, you can't out-diet that. You can't outperform it. You can't outsmart your current default. We've got to go ditch the real weight, because once you ditch the real weight, you're going to be able to finally be done with all this food and body stuff once and for all, and you can finally stop the dieting madness, okay? You'll be able to get off that up and down, on off, all or nothing results roller coaster, and you'll know how to give yourself what you really need to transform your body for good, not just get short-term results, okay? But also that voice of your inner critic, your comparisonitis, perfectionism, it's going to stop causing you to doubt and criticize and overthink and judge everything that you eat, say, wear, or do, all right? And also, once you ditch the real weight, you won't have to choose between health or happiness. You can have both. And so let's actually take this even further, shall we? You know, we talked a lot about this big picture meta message that you can't outperform or out-diet or outsmart your current self-image and default, right? But we also talked about how a big part of that is ditching the real weight as you go. And so I want to take this even further and introduce you to something that I call the self-image triad, okay? And so here are my findings, right? Here's what I found to be true for myself, but for every other female, mammal, human, aka woman that I have ever met and ever worked with, okay? So we as females, we are the product of the following three things. What I call our state, our recipe, and our stories, like the beliefs that we have about ourselves, the beliefs that we have about others, the beliefs that we have about the world, like our paradigm, what are we seeing ourselves through, right? So when I say our state, I mean that like frequency at which we're operating. The way you feel is a chemical, physiological thing. And so how we're feeling moment to moment, day to day, and it's in the response to it, it's eliciting a response on a mind, body, and brain level. So physiologically, mentally, emotionally, neurologically, chemically, all of it, okay? And that's what I mean by your state. It's physical, it's mental, it's emotional, right? When I say our recipe, I mean, what is it that you're feeding yourself? What are you getting reps of? Is it contributing to your life, or is it taking away from your life? And is that recipe a recipe that you even want in your life, that you want to be practicing, right? And then, of course, the stories. That's the collective like account of whatever stories you either heard about yourself or whatever you told to yourself about yourself, right? So what collective story are you telling yourself? Is it what I call a bitch story, or is it a love story? And is it one where you get to go win, or is it one where you are constantly losing, right? So again, these three things, this is the machine or the filter that our day-to-day lives are run through, okay? And then this becomes your reality, okay? And so basically, it's a cause and effect. You feed the machine one thing, it spits out another. You are the X in the equation, right? So here's what I can tell you with 100% certainty. There is 100% hands down every single time chance that influencing this machine will cause a massive shift in your experience of your life. Because here is what I know to be true. I truly believe that if you want to transform your life, and I'm talking about mind, body, brain, not just change, but transform your life to the core kind of change, then all you have to do is change one or more of the following: your state, your recipe, and your stories, right? And the cool thing is, like, throughout the rest of this experience, we're going to be talking about how to influence all three of these things. But the question then becomes, what are you feeding, right? What are you feeding? We talked about that, the two wolves, right? And we want to just be mindfully and intentionally feeding the version of yourself that you would be proud to be and that would live a life in a way that sets you free, okay? And so in order to make that happen, we're going to just keep it super simple. But we're also not going to leave any of the brain change stuff to chance, okay? So We want to nip this in the butt and start transforming your brain and self-image right away. And so not only am I going to walk you through how to do that, but I'm also going to teach you how to do it in a way that has you working in minimums, not in maximums. And it is super, super important that I teach you about this minimum versus maximum concept right now from the very beginning, because A, it's totally different than the mainstream is telling you to do, but also B, it's what needs to happen, as in it's a require, not a desire. It needs to happen for this to become permanent, as in not just for a little while. Okay. So when we talk about working in minimums, not in maximums, that 0 to 60 mentality is threat to the brain. So like, just for example, if you're not working out at all, you're totally sedentary, and then you say, hey, I'm gonna start working out 5 days a week for 60 minutes at a time, that is insane for your brain, right? But at the time, your excitement or the pain of you feeling like crap, right? That doesn't make it feel insane. Like when you're super motivated because you either are moving towards pleasure or away from pain, it doesn't feel insane. But as soon as our brain gets involved, it's a losing game before we even start, because sure, you're going to be able to, you know, white knuckle your way through it for a little while. But afterwards, that feel good motivation that happens at the beginning of anything that you start, it's going to wear off. And that threat of change to your brain is going to kick in. Okay. And so what's the solution, right? The solution is we've got to set you up for ease and flow and actual long-term transformation from the very beginning. So, excuse me, it's the difference between like not working out at all to saying like, I'm going to work out 5 days a week, 60 minutes a day, that 0 to 60 mentality, versus, hey, I'm not working out at all. I'm going to start with 5 minutes a day, 7 days a week, but I'm going to radically commit, as in make it non-negotiable, right? Then next week, I might bump it up to 7 minutes or 10 minutes, and you just work your way up, keeping your brain happy as you go. Right? So is it as sexy as that 0 to 60 mentality and the rapid effects that come from it? Absolutely not, right? That's why nobody's doing it. But how are you feeling after you stop doing it? Because you can't possibly do it any longer, right? And so again, you're never going to get to the outcome anyways. So that's not sexy either. So I invite you, just release that desire for short-term gratification and just trust me. Okay. Plus, working in minimums is faster and more efficient in the end. It is like the epitome of working smarter. And here is what I mean when I say that it compounds. Okay. So the compound effect, if I gave you the choice to get $1 million at the end of a month, like so in 30 days, or you could have a penny doubled every day for 30 days, like compounded, meaning day one, you get 1 penny. Then day two, you get 2. Day three, you get 4 pennies, then 8 pennies, then 16 pennies. You see what I'm saying? So it's compounding and each number is doubling every day. Which one would you choose? Well, most people would say, give me $1 million, like a penny every day compounded for 30 days. But if you look at the math, a penny compounded after 30 days is $5,368,709.12, right? That is the power of the compound effect. And so here's what I'm telling you, ladies. The tiniest tweaks and changes can and will have a massive payoff for you, but only if you are consistent, okay? It's those massive changes and overhauling of your life that keeps you from getting the consistency and keeps you from getting the reps, and you'll never get there, okay? So that's why we must work in minimums, not in maximums. I know it's a really big shift in your thinking because, again, everyone's telling you the opposite, but it's one that is crucial that you take on and own. And trust me when I say it will positively impact every part of your life, okay? So back to the conversation at hand, how do we start shifting these three elements, your state, your recipe, and your stories right away? Okay. So what we're going to start ritualizing your success from day one, starting right now. Okay. So we already went through those brain audits and now you have some new awarenesses, and you've seen that, you kind of know what to do with them now, cause you've already been through that. Right. And they're just doing that in the background. Right. That was step one. Next. So basically I've laid it all out for you in a daily ritual. And you'll see if you scroll to the bottom of this page, you'll find it all laid out for you. There's a walkthrough, there's a PDF, all of it, right? But basically, the beliefs overhaul entails a couple different things, right? These are the foundations. The first thing is we're going to talk about the distinction between the data versus the drama. And that's just going to happen in the background of your life, right? And again, I'll take you through this all in the beliefs overhaul video. And there's a cliff notes and cheat sheet to take you through it as well. But I'm just kind of giving you the big picture overview. The other thing is the other part of the beliefs overhaul is we've got to give you an emotional state change. Like your state change is right now probably wired for negativity or like being self-deprecating. And we want to change it to positive and self-loving, right? And so that's part of it too. And so the beliefs overhaul that you'll see at the bottom of this page, it's how you're going to ritualize your success, your happiness, and your state on a daily basis, but in minimums, not maximums. It's going to take you less than 10 minutes per day. But here's what I'll tell you about this. If all you do these next 6 weeks is this daily ritual that I'm giving you, your life will dramatically change, as in dramatically, okay? And so if you're someone that likes to have a checklist of things, like here, the new daily ritual is all laid out for you. It's that one thing I want you to do every day. It's like the one thing I want you to make non-negotiable, okay? And again, I've laid it all out for you. You'll see there's a Cliff Notes version of it right at the bottom of this page that goes with the beliefs overhaul. But again, I'm just kind of preparing you, like everything that I'm talking about, don't worry. This is how we're gonna nip it in the butt from day one, is by ritualizing your success from day one in minimums, not maximums, okay? So this is really the foundations for what are to come, okay? That's why we want to start ritualizing it from day one. And I'm, again, literally giving you a 10-minute daily ritual. And again, if you start doing it right away, your life and your mind and your heart will start shifting immediately. It doesn't take time. Like, it'll start shifting right away, okay? Then, of course, you're going to be getting some new micro strategies along the way and new goggles that entails getting some new perspectives, a fresh new view. I'm going to literally give you new goggles. And these are four self-care pairs of goggles, the freedom goggles, the food goggles, the body goggles, and the love goggles. And really what I'm telling you to start with, what we're going to ritualize are your new love goggles. That's where we start. Okay. The other thing is, like, because you're three-dimensional, we've got to make sure that we're feeding all three of your brains along the way and that you're taking care of three-dimensionally. Because once again, when you take care of your brain and nervous system, it will take care of you, okay? And so, again, we're going to make sure that we're feeding all three of those brains. It's mental, it's physical, it's social, emotional. And again, just by following the steps in this program, you'll automatically be doing that, okay? And of course, every single day, it's a matter of what are you feeding? Because you become whatever you practice. We talked about the tale of two cookies and the two cascades. You have a choice every moment, okay? So remember, what you're feeding and who you're being is the epitome of what we're bringing to life here and causing you to feel like you are the influencer and like you have control of your life and who you're being every single day, okay? And of course, there's only one you. It all comes back to you, okay? And don't worry if you need some help and love and support along the way. That's exactly why you're here and why I'm here to give it to you, right? But I want you to invite yourself into the conversation. Like, are you acting as if the line in the sand has been drawn and like you're ditching all of those old restriction, like judgment battles and stepping into a new way of being, right? Are you committed to having these new conversations with yourself? Are you committed to having a whole new relationship with yourself? Are you committed to seeing things in a new light and a whole new awareness of yourself and with new goggles, right? Again, you must start taking responsibility of your own health and your own results and your own outcomes and of your own happiness if you want to break free of that vicious cycle of all the self-sabotage and self-doubt and that all or nothing mentality, okay? And I'm just here to remind you, nobody can do it for you. Nobody can want it for you or get in the practice and the reps for you. You have to do that. You have to be the one, okay? And the simplest way to do that is to just stay in this conversation. And when you notice yourself getting out of the conversation, bring yourself right back. Watch these videos 10 different times if you have to. It all comes back to you. And so keep coming back to this conversation, okay? So there you have it. This is how we're going to keep this whole experience super simple, but not leave any of the brain change to chance, okay? And so you just saw the big picture overview of the self-image side of things that makes up stressless eating. Again, the beauty is in its simplicity. It's just step by step, ingredient by ingredient. And one of my favorite quotes by good old Leonardo da Vinci is, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication." So let's keep it sophisticated by keeping it super simple, okay? Coming up next, I want you to take take a look at the next video, Your Big Fat Experiment. We're going to talk about all the ins and outs of rewiring your brain through experimentation. Experimentation is the antidote. It is the opposite of perfectionism. It is the way of thinking that I want you to take on so that we can find your solution. So that is what is coming up next. So I will see you in the next video.